fuck is wrong? Just stay in bed, please. No, he don't have work today. He worked yesterday. You've been working too much lately, and our days off haven't matched up. I need a day with you. There. Now I'm all snuggled in next to you, and you can't get up. No, it's like when the cat is laying on your legs. You have to wait for them to move. And I'm not moving, mister. No, no work. You stay in bed with me. You can't even sit up if you wanted to. I'm too well cuddled. No, 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 stop. That wasn't fair. I wasn't ready. Well, fine. I've got my arms locked around your waist, and now you're well and truly stuck. Might as well call in because I'm not letting go, and you're not strong enough to get rid of me. See, I have the strength of an ox. There's no way you're leaving so late back down with me. No, no, you're strong like an ox. You can't defeat me. No tickling. It's not fair. Fine. You fell right into my trap. I've improved my position tenfold. Arms around your shoulders and legs around your waist. Admit it. You're stuck. No work. Only snoozles and smooches are on the agenda today. Tell your jerk boss that you're sick and can't come. Yes, you are. You're lovesick. You got it from me, and it's highly contagious. No work. You've been working long hours too much lately. Yeah, I know the big project is coming to an end soon, but today, I need you for my project. I have big plans to build a pillow for it, and I need your expertise. I can't do it without you. No, sorry. This is non-negotiable. I can't do it without you. I will not let you go. You're stuck with me. And you're gonna look pretty stupid walking around the office wearing your pajama-clad girlfriend like a backpack. And I think my butt's hanging out a little too, so everyone is gonna see my ass. It'll be so embarrassing for you. No, I won't be embarrassed at all. Everyone knows it's your fault because you insisted on going to work. Oh man, and your coworker, that guy? You know the guy? Yeah, he'll see my butt. You think he's annoying now? Wait until he gets a good look at your girlfriend's butt. He's gonna be insufferable. And so, to save you the effort of getting mad and taking your anger out on him, why don't you just stay here with me? Forever. Yeah. Just stay home with me, and you won't have to worry about it. I don't care what you tell him. Make something up. Tell him you got sick. Yeah, sure you have. It's just a different kind of sick. You have COVID. Acute, ornery, vixen, immensely desirable. I don't know. Honestly, you'll probably have to quarantine here with me for like a month until it's cured. Hang on. No, if I let go, then you'll run away. I'm hanging on to you. Okay? If you thought it was gonna be hard to work while wearing a girlfriend backpack, imagine going to work wearing me from the front. I'm just gonna keep kissing you all day. And I'm gonna make sure my head gets in your way so you can't see what you're doing. Yeah. How in the world are you gonna get anything done under those working conditions? Exactly. Hey, mister. Get your hands off my booty. You'll get reported to HR for that kind of behavior. You don't fucking know. Babe, okay, I know that work is important to you. I really do. But we haven't been able to spend a whole day together in ages. I really need this. I really need to spend a day with you. Just the two of us. Together. Hanging out and having fun and just being in love. I don't care if Jeremy will be mad. Jeremy can go screw himself. I need you. No, this weekend is no good. I'm going to my mom's for her birthday, remember? And I really just can't wait until next week. If you stay home with me today, I promise that I won't complain anymore about your hours for at least a week. You can work as long as you need to, and I'll have dinner waiting for you when you get home. And snuggles and kisses and back rubs waiting every night. And every morning, before you go to work, I'll sit on your lap, just like this. And kiss you like this. And I'll kiss her next. Whisper positive affirmations in your ear. I love you, baby. You're the most important thing in the world to me. But I kinda really need you to help me build my pillow fort. Oh, I'm 100% serious about it. And when it's done, you and I get to crawl inside. And we'll spend the rest of the day making out. Maybe some other fun stuff, if you play your cards right. Your oh-so-important project isn't gonna make out with you. Jeremy sure as heck isn't gonna make out with you. Wait, you're not cheating on me with Jeremy, are you? Okay, good. I don't think I can handle that. Wouldn't you like to spend your day making out with me? And doing the other fun things I have planned. Well, I can't tell you everything I have planned, but let's just say these certainly aren't going to be things that your project can do for you. Jeremy better not do them to you. That's an HR violation for sure. So, the way I see it, you have two choices. You can go to work long, long hours again, try to make out with a project, only to be rejected, and come home to a girlfriend too sad and tired for anything more than a quick smooch goodnight. Or, you can give me your phone right now. I'll write a very polite message to Jeremy, telling him that you're taking the day off for personal reasons. And then I'll force you back down onto the bed and kiss your beautiful lips as a preview of what's to come. After that, we'll snuggle together and sleep for another hour or two. And then, you can help me fulfill my bucket list dream of making out on a pillow fort. Yeah, I didn't know it was on my bucket list either until I mentioned it earlier, but I will definitely need to do that. We need to do that. So, what do you say? Yes, you drive a hard bargain, but I will also make my famous mac and cheese for dinner. You have chosen wisely. Now grab your phone for me. Okay, read this and tell me if I can send it. Of course it's polite. Just because Jeremy's a jerk doesn't mean I have to be one. Okay? Good to send. Boop. Okay then. Lay back down, mister. Love you, babe. Thank you so much. For real. For real. You know, since you already have the day off, you can grab my ass again and it won't be a violation. I'm just gonna lay on top of you for a bit, okay? Think of me as a weighted blanket. A sexy weighted blanket. With a sexy ass that likes to snuggle with you. Your hands feel really nice on my back. I've missed spending time with you and just, you know, being in the moment with you. I've missed kissing you. Missed holding you. Missed being silly with you. Are you happy that you chose to stay home with me, baby? Good. Nice to hear. No, I'm not falling asleep on you. I'm wide awake. Okay, maybe a little. We can spoon instead. Do you want to be big spoon or little spoon? Me? I want to be little spoon so I can feel your strong arms around me. And you can smell my hair and pretend you're not smelling my hair. Okay, let me just get my pillow all situated. Do you want your arm under my head? Yeah, don't worry. Okay. Okay. Snuggle closer, baby. Hold me nice and tight. Get some good rest for a couple hours, and then we can get started on our power. It's gonna be the best pillow fort ever. Good night. I love you.